here with Davo after a 3-0 home win in the Hampshire Cup against Bashley. Davo, just talk me through the game in general. Obviously, an old team of yours and a club that you hold close to your heart, but I'm guessing that all went out the window tonight.
Yeah, I had some really good times at Bashley, and it's a club that I hold close to my heart, like you say. They are going through some tough times, and today was a tricky one, to be honest. I didn't ever think it was going to be easy. It was a game where they came and they had no pressure of the league and anything like that. So they had a really good go at it. The pitch was in decent condition, and they looked to try and play. And Riles is a good manager, and he got them fired up and putting everything in. So it was. I didn't ever think it was going to be an easy game, but we were poor in that first half. Very, very poor. Our quality was poor. We just didn't have that edge that we normally have in the bigger games. In games against better opposition. Hampshire Senior Cup is a good competition. It's prestigious, and we want to win it. But it's all very well saying that, and then the lads maybe look at the team, and we left out 5 or 6 lads through resting them because of injuries, and we are missing a few still. So yeah. We've won the game. That's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned the first half there. You went in 1-0 up. You said it probably wasn't the best display. And then the second half, I suppose, for a cliche, you turn the screw a little bit and you end up winning the game 3-0. Fair reflection?
First half, we were 1-0 up. The goal, a good goal, really good goal. Down the right-hand side, Brett's put a good ball in. Simba's got across his man, finished well. He's on fire at the moment in front of goal. In terms of scoring goals, he's still missing a fair few chances, but scoring goals. In that first half, they had a fair bit, I don't think they carved out a lot of chances, but they had things flashing across your box and things like that. But I don't remember Jordan making a lot of saves in that first half. But that we didn't deserve to be ahead at half time. There's no two ways about it. They were the better side in the first half. Second half, we changed it a little bit shape-wise. We made a couple of subs and we looked better in the second half. There's no two ways about that. We looked better. But the game was fairly in the balance, really. It was sort of fairly end-to-end. And Jordan's made an absolute stunning save. Tipped it over the bar. It was a fantastic save. He didn't have a lot more to do. He made another really good save as well, a decent save. But other than that, he didn't have a lot to do. For all their sort of pressure, they didn't really get a lot of shots on our goal. So credit to the defending and to a certain extent for that. But yeah, that two good saves from Jordan. And as I said, it was in the balance. But then as the half wore on, the quality came through and we scored another two. Could have had 3 or 4 more. So did we deserve to win 3-0? Probably not. But in the end, it could have been 6-0. But yeah, it was a tricky one.
And you mentioned about Jordan in there. He obviously made a couple of good saves. Not just him, though, that you brought in tonight. You had 4 or 5 sort of faces in there that haven't been around recently and maybe have started games that they wouldn't otherwise have started. Are you pleased with the players that came in?
Not massively, to be fair. We've given people opportunities today and I don't think they've taken it. A number of players, I don't think they took the opportunity that they had today. What do we have, 4 or 5 that started on Saturday, not even involved today. and the lads that have come in had a great opportunity. So, yeah, some did okay, some not so good, but it's difficult to come into a game when you haven't been playing. It's good that they've got minutes under their belt. So, all in all, a positive night. We've won the game. We're through to the next round. Lads have got minutes. I don't think we've picked up many more injuries. So, yeah, all in all, good night.
Yeah, and you talk about your injuries, and obviously, talking to you the last couple of weeks, you've been a bit injury struck, and no game Saturday. So, you've got a week off now until Chalfont at home. What's your plans over the next week or so?
We will be training hard, ready for Chalfont. They're top of the league at the moment, so we're looking forward to welcoming top of the league to our place next Tuesday. Before then, we need to get prepared for that. Hopefully, we can get 1 or 2 bodies back, which would be a massive bonus for us. We'll go and watch Chalfont as well, so we know what they're about. Although we've got a fair bit of info already. They're a very good team, so yeah, we'll look forward to that, and we'll be prepared and we'll be ready for it.
Well, Davo, congratulations on winning tonight. I don't want to leave it there without obviously complimenting Bashir. I thought they came and gave a great performance and were creditable throughout the game. Just finally, your thoughts on them?
Yeah, I went to shake their supporters' hand afterwards. The three lads behind the goal, non-stop singing, and I think that's magnificent that they're there still supporting Bash. And there's some nice people at the club still. Mike Cranage is still there. He was there when I was there, and various others. So I really hope that that they can pull through. If they put performances in like that, and you know, Ryle sticks with what he's doing, I've no doubt that there'll be better times around the corner for them. And I really do hope that's the case.
Yeah, I think we all hope that that's the case for them. A good club. So as I say, best of luck in the next round, and good luck for the Chalfont game at home next Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.